Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about insecurity and why people have insecurities and how we can begin addressing them. Today we're going to talk about questioning what you believe. And what I mean by that is I think all of us have things that we believe about ourselves that tend to hold us back. In fact, there are a couple of things that I absolutely believe about people in general. First is that most people don't achieve what they could in life. That they actually have abilities that we don't actually reach, right? That we actually are capable of doing more than we actually do. And the other is that what generally holds us back is ourselves. And what I mean is that most of the limitations we have are limitations that we put on ourselves. And I think it starts innocently enough. We're growing up, we're going to school, we're in class, we take a math test, we get a bad grade on our quiz. And so then we tell ourselves, well, I must just not be very good at math. Pretty innocent observation on its face. But then time goes on. Maybe we get into high school and they start asking us to think about what we want to do for a living. And so we do some reflection and we think about the things we like and we come to the conclusion that we want to be an engineer. And so we start looking into what it takes to be an engineer. And as we're doing this, we stumble across a set of courses and we realize it requires some math classes to be an engineer. So then what happens? Well, for most people, what this generally leads to is we start down the path of all the reasons why I can't be an engineer, or all the reasons I never wanted to be an engineer to begin with. I mean, if engineers need to take math classes and I'm not good at math, then I'm not going to probably be an engineer. And so then we just conclude we can't be an engineer and life goes on. But does it really just sort of go on? I would argue that life goes on, but that these things still have an effect. They still have an impact on us. What kind of impact? Well, for me, there are a couple things that happen. First is what I just said. We limit what we're capable of doing, right? We tell ourselves we're not good at something, and because we're not good at something, that means we can't do something else. The other thing that happens is I think we start to feel like this limit was something that was put on us by others. Even though it wasn't, we put it on ourselves, but we feel like it was put upon us by others. The next thing that happens, I think people feel cheated. They feel ripped off in life because other people get to do what they want to do and we don't, right? So like other people are engineers, so why couldn't I be an engineer? And so people look around and you'll see a lot of people claiming victimhood or that the chips are stacked against them. And this isn't always wrong. People do have obstacles, but the only one who decides if these obstacles are too big are you. And I think then sort of the final end result is that a lot of people go through life feeling angry and unfulfilled because they never achieved what they thought they wanted to achieve in life. But what if this is wrong? In fact, what if all of this is wrong? What if the things you most believe about yourself are not true? What if the things holding you back the most is you? And look, I'm not one of these guys who believes you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. I mean, I do believe in actual limitations, right? If you have a very, very low IQ, you're probably not going to get through med school. And I would argue, probably for pretty good reason. If you're 5 foot nothing and you weigh 150 pounds, you're probably not going to be a defensive lineman in the NFL. Again, I would say probably for a pretty good reason. And I know there are people who aren't going to like this and they're going to say that, oh, well, that's not true, but it is true. And for me, this is just life. But this isn't the sort of limitations I'm talking about. What I'm talking about are the thoughts that you have about your ability to do things. When you think of doing something or being something and then have the thought that I couldn't do that because of X, Y, or Z, that is what I'm talking about. So how do we start identifying the thoughts that are holding us back and begin addressing them? And for me, this is a bit of a process. I also think it's a process that's probably a little better done written down. First thing I want you to do is I want you to write down something you had wanted to do or be that you gave up on at some point in your life. It could be a career you didn't pursue. It could be a business you didn't start. It could be kids you never had, whatever. Write down something that you had wanted to do at some point in your life that you never did. Now I want you to think about and write down all the reasons you can think of that you didn't achieve this goal. You might say, well, I didn't have money for college, so I couldn't pursue my career. You might say, I was afraid to give up the job I already had, so I didn't go do anything else. You might say, I wasn't sure I'd be a good parent. Write them all down. In fact, write everything down you can think of. Go get a snack, go to the restroom, and then come back and write some more down. Think of everything you can think of, any excuse, any reason you could possibly think of, write everything down. Now I want you to go back through that list and I want you to cross out anything that isn't directly related to you. So I didn't have money, that probably gets crossed off. Other people told me I couldn't do it, that probably gets crossed off. The goal is to try to get this list down just to the things that you believe, just to the thoughts that you have or the thoughts that you've had about yourself. Once we get it narrowed down, the list is probably going to have some things on it like I wasn't sure I could do it, or I was afraid to take the risk, or like our previous example, I'm not good at X, so there's no way I could have done Y. Now I want you to ask yourself, what if I was wrong? What if the thoughts that I had on this list were incorrect? What if the reasons that I have on my list for why I didn't achieve my goal, what if they're wrong? What if the risk wasn't too great? Or what if I actually wasn't that bad at math? Maybe I just kind of had a shitty day in math one day and I've sort of generalized this to everything. Or maybe I wasn't great at math, but I could have been better if I would have had tutoring or something like that. Now, the goal for us isn't to dwell on the past or to beat ourselves up about goals we didn't achieve. Right? Personally, I believe regret is a wasted emotion. Why? Because for me, regret is being worried about something I can no longer change. So we're not doing this. We're not doing this as a way to dwell on the past. But here's the question. If I've been wrong about things in the past, what am I wrong about now? That a relationship's beyond repair? That I'm stuck where I'm at? That I'll never be what I want to be? What are the things I'm telling myself now that are holding me back? And what if those things are wrong? See, everyone has things that hold them back in life. In fact, I would argue everybody has an Achilles heel. Everybody has something that they have to sort of overcome in order to achieve what they want in life. The goal for us is not that we don't have limitations. The goal for us is that we aren't our own limitation, that we're not what's holding us back. That's the goal for us. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook. If you have questions or situations you want to share, DM me and I'll try to address those. Also, if you happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, I'm opening a private pay practice location in Swickley, and I'm currently scheduling appointments for that location. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. Next week, we're going to talk about how to identify your Achilles heel. And we're going to talk about how to identify the thing we truly need to overcome to achieve the goals we have in life. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.